that in so much as it also relates to Achal's points earlier, that you need to understand, you need to see the value added of having religious leaders who are very closely aligned with political leaders and with business leaders. Now, we're not talking about separate domains of existence. So the issue of holding accountable and changing mindsets becomes something that some of these religious leaders can be very critical interlocutors to serve the purposes of. In terms of, just to share with you very briefly, in response to some of the wonderful points that Taleb made, that quite frankly, when we looked at 100 different programs that were funded by the multi-religious humanitarian fund, sorry, initiatives that were requested for funding from the multi-religious humanitarian fund, and the 22 highly successful ones that actually did get funded, in 97% of the cases, they were led by women and youth. They were women and youth from different religious communities who came together and suggested what they wanted to do and asked for the resourcing that they need, and went ahead and used the multi-religious humanitarian fund as seed resourcing and managed to raise the equivalent and sometimes more from other communities, including from the business sector. So I think we do need to understand that, yes, we are talking about a shadow pandemic of gender-based violence on multiple levels, not just the domestic violence, but every form of violence that is taking place. But we also, I would like us also to just make sure to take a pause and realize that we're looking at coalitions and alliances that are being built between youth and between women, and obviously young women as well, which are remarkably inspiring and honestly, a source of hope, because these are people who are inspired by their faith, definitely with a lot of energy that only youth can possibly provide, and who are very much coming together with very creative, very innovative ideas to tackle some of these issues together, and to hold accountable their own religious and political and other leaders, but also to come, as they did in the global meeting we just hosted in Lindau, Germany, a couple of days ago, where they, as young people from around the world, from different religious communities, different ethnic and various races, were saying, here's what we actually are doing, and here's what we expect from our policymakers in governmental and intergovernmental institutions. So I think there is not just rays of hope, but we keep thinking of youth as something that is going to happen tomorrow, or the people who are going to lead us tomorrow. We don't take into account two very important things which come under this issue of gender-based violence, that the youth are sufferers of violence today, and innovators in the response thereof today, and they are responsible for what is taking place today. They are also responsible for the other demographic that we have in our world today, and that we're anticipating, which is the elderly population. And we can't only speak about one at the expense of the other, because it's not just the youth, it's youth who are going to have to be responsible for a significant rise in the elderly population in the years to come.
Thanks again, Azza. I mean, I think